Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Criminal charges have been filed against the owner of a group home for at-risk teens. Heart Mountain New Beginnings director John Carter is accused of child endangerment after a young man under his care suffered frostbite after being made to shovel snow for hours last October. Further complicating the issue, Carter allegedly waited hours before seeking medical help for the young man. He has pleaded not guilty and denies all the allegations regarding the incident, according to his lawyer. Investigating the matter are both the Park County Sheriff's Office and the Department of Family Services, which licenses the facility. Carter was released on his own recognizance. A tentative court date has been scheduled for early April. Cheyenne police are now recommending murder and aggravated child abuse charges against a 27-year-old Cheyenne man in the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son. Police were called to Wyatt Lamb's apartment on Desmet Drive around 1 p.m. Friday after Athian Rivera, his girlfriend's son, went missing. The boy's body was later found in a nearby dumpster. Lamb was taken into police custody on an unrelated felony warrant for failure to appear and a misdemeanor warrant for parole violation. According to a spokesperson, detectives have now forwarded an affidavit of probable cause to the Laramie County District Attorney Office supporting additional charges. No other details in the case have been released.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A woman was killed and another injured after a van rear-ended a Penske truck on Interstate 80 Sunday afternoon, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol. The crash happened around 12:55 p.m., just east of Rock Springs. Sergeant Jeremy Beck says 53-year-old California resident Lucille Hopkins was driving eastbound and was approaching an area of I-80 that had recently closed due to winter conditions when she failed to notice traffic was being detoured to an exit and rear-ended a slow-moving truck. Hopkins was wearing her seatbelt. She was taken to Memorial Hospital of Sweetwater County, where she was treated and released. Her passenger, 79-year-old Mary Gallego of Sacramento, was not buckled up. She died at the scene of the accident. The driver of the Penske truck, 27-year-old Colorado resident Anthony Hewitt, was buckled up and not injured in the crash. Beck says I-80 was icy and snow-covered from blowing snow at the time of the crash. Speed and driver inattention on the part of Hopkins are being investigated. Beck says the case is an excellent example on how seatbelts can save lives. A woman involved in an August kidnapping that left one dead and one injured pleaded not guilty to a pair of felonies Tuesday in Natrona County District Court. Kayla Wallace, who allegedly assisted Robert Crook Land in kidnapping a woman he believed had taken off with money she owed him from a methamphetamine deal, is charged with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery. She now awaits trial. According to court documents, Land, Wallace, and another individual snatched up the woman and took her to Land's apartment, but she was able to access her phone and alert her boyfriend, who then contacted law enforcement. When police arrived and forced their way into the apartment, a shootout ensued, and Land was shot in the head, killing him instantly. Judge Kerry Johnson continued Wallace's $40,000 cash or surety bond in the case. The defendant appeared for her arraignment Tuesday via a video call from the Natrona County Detention Center, where she has remained since law enforcement arrested her in Sheridan on a warrant. If convicted, Wallace could face up to 25 years in prison for the robbery and a sentence of 20 years to life for the kidnapping. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.